Something else that annoys me. Why can't everyone just speak up? Despairs Chris Proctor. I said, speak up. I can't be doing with people who mumble. I mean, it's not difficult, is it? If you've got something to say, open your mouth and provide ample volume. If not, shut yourself up. Have you noticed how often people talk to you while they are looking down at their mobile phones? You don't need to be Einstein to realize that if your eyes are focused downwards, so is your mouth. Have a look in the mirror if you don't believe me. Not that most younger people need encouragement to look in a mirror. That's why they walk into you in the street. They're either staring at their reflection in a shop window or taking selfies. So when they speak to you, they don't look in your direction. And besides, their attention is half-hearted. Is the art of conversation is dead? Of course it is. We no longer have conversations. We have monologues in the same room. That is if you're lucky. Often they start talking when they're standing next to you, then wander off. Do they expect you to trot after them, assuming you're desperate for their gripping account of Strictly or what the cousin of someone you've never met said to them last Tuesday? And their blathering starts in the most inconvenient surrounds. They tend to position themselves next to a blaring radio before they start whispering. Or wait until you're in the back seat of a car, and then talk into the windscreen at the volume of a Trappist monk with laryngitis. Some people, bigots, ignoramuses, simpletons, dunces, try to claim I can't hear them because of some fault of my own. Like creeping deafness. I've never heard such nonsense. Many years ago, my mother pointed out an interesting fact about the huge grandfather clock that took up most of our hallway. It was so large, and the passageway so narrow, we had to squeeze past it, pushed up against the opposite wall. This made it impossible to see the time, and winding it up was a three-person operation. But it did have an impressive chime. The house shook at noon. Then Mother pointed out that it had grown quieter over the years. As the chime quake rattled hanging mugs in the kitchen, cleaning products fell from bathroom shelves, and the goldfish was subjected to waves akin to the Cape of Good Hope, we told her she needed a hearing aid. How wrong I was. Recently I went back to the house and discovered she had been right all those years ago. That chime really has got quieter. It also irritates me that watching the television with others has become fraught. I find people mumbling at me, do you want the sound up that high? Well, of course I do, or I wouldn't crank it up to the 30s. I suppose the telly is getting on now and the volume is wearing out. I can recall when it was perfectly adequate around 20, but those days are gone. I suppose I could get a new TV, but it doesn't seem worthwhile. The only ones who complain are the mumblers, and I'm not going to put myself out for them. I believe the mumbling fraternity is becoming increasingly militant and designing buildings to annoy me. Time was I could go to the pub and have a pleasant conversation with up to half a dozen fellow topers. Even Frank, who sat away from us, near the door, to avoid buying his round, was perfectly audible. Stephen was positively deafening. The last time we met up, no one said a word, or if they did, no one heard them. The mumblers have taken away the carpets and installed music machines and coffee-making devices that sound like the QM2 leaving Southampton. We couldn't even hear Tommy, and he used to be a scaffolder. Anyway, against my better judgment, I was persuaded to have a hearing test. You can probably guess what happened. Oh, you need a hearing aid. Tosh. It's their job to dish them out. If they had a humpback whale in the chair, they'd suggest something to improve its high-frequency hearing. I went along with it in the end, and once I'd stuck something in my ear, everyone brightened up. In fact, they have started to be rather pleasant. For one thing, they've all stopped mumbling. Article ends.